Joshua chapter 9. And it came to pass, when all the kings which were on this side of Jordan, in the hills and in the valleys and in all the coasts of the great sea over against Lebanon, the Hittite and the Amorite and the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite and the Jebusite heard that they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and with Israel with one accord. And when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and to Ai, they did work and went and made as if they had been ambassadors and took old sacks upon their donkeys and wine bottles, old and rent and bound up, and old shoes and clouted upon their feet and old garments upon them. And all the bread of their provisions was dry and moldy. And they went to Joshua to the camp at Gilgal and said to him and to the men of Israel, "We've come from a far country. Now therefore, make a league with us." And the men of Israel said to the Hivites, "Perhaps you shall dwell upon us. How shall we make a league with you?" And they said to Joshua, "We are your servants." And Joshua said to them, "Who are you, and from where have you come?" And they said to him, "From a very far country your servants are come because of the name of Yahweh your Elohim. For we have heard of the fame of him and all that he did in Egypt and all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites that were beyond Jordan, to the Sihon, the king of Heshbon, and to Og, king of Bashan, which was at Ashtaroth. For this reason our elders and all the inhabitants of our country spoke to us, saying, 'Take food with you for the journey and go meet them and say to them, We are your servants. Therefore now make a league with us. This our bread we took hot for a provision out of our houses on the day that we came forth to go to you. But now, behold, it's dry and moldy. And these bottles of wine which we filled were new. Now look, they are rent, and these are our garments, and our shoes are become old by reason of the very long journey.' And the men took of their food and did not ask counsel at the mouth of Yahweh. And Joshua made peace with them and made a pact with them to let them live. And the princes of the congregation swore to them. And it came to pass at the end of 3 days after they had made a pact with them, that they heard that they were their neighbors and that they dwelt among them. And the children of Israel journeyed and came to their cities on the third day. And now their cities were Gibeon, and Shaphira, and Beeroth, and Kirjath-Jearim. And the children of Israel smote them not, because the princes of the congregation had sworn to them by Yahweh Elohim of Israel. And all the congregation murmured against the princes. But all the princes said to all the congregation, "We've sworn to them by Yahweh Elohim of Israel, therefore we may not touch them. This we will do to them. We will even let them live, lest wrath be upon us because of the oath which we swore to them." And the princes said to them, "Let them live. But let them be hewers of wood and drawers of water to all the congregation, as the princes had promised them." And Joshua called for them, and he spoke to them, saying, "For what reason have you beguiled us, saying, 'We are from very far away from you,' when you dwell among us? Now, therefore, you are cursed, and there shall be none of you freed from being bondmen and hewers of wood and drawers of water for the house of my Elohim." And they answered Joshua and said, "Because it was certainly told your servants how that Yahweh your Elohim commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land, and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land from in front of you. For this reason we were sore afraid of our lives because of you, and have done this thing. And now, behold, we are in your hand. As it seems good and right to you to do to us, do it." And so he did to them, and delivered them out of the hand of the children of Israel, so that they did not kill them. And Joshua made them that day hewers of wood and drawers of water for the congregation and for the altar of Yahweh, even to this day, in the place which he should choose. End of chapter.